Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our list of internet real estate sales venues, where you should post your property for sale and where you probably shouldn't really waste your time. Great show today, Jill. Before we get started, let's share something interesting that happened to us lately.
I was just cracking up because I looked on my phone. Not only is it Taco Tuesday, but it happens to be National Vodka Day.
National Vodka Day?
I didn't know there was such a thing. And I was cracking up because this is what I wrote in Facebook. I'm waiting for all these comments and they're coming in right now. It's hilarious. I'm like, oh my gosh, best day ever. And then I went, wait a minute. No, I said something about, what I said, absolutely best day ever. And I spelled absolute like absolute. We all know what that is. And then I did a little play on words. And it's funny because I'm watching all these little comments come in because I just thought that was hilarious.
You know, let's read. Can you read some comments?
Oh, well, yeah. If I can pull them up fast enough.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's all good.
No, I think this is something that needs to be looked into by you and I tonight and explored.
I think this is what I said. I said, this absolutely made my day. So someone said, free vodka? this is awesome. And this guy said, they just sent out a memo that we can't celebrate this at work.
who decides this stuff? Yes. Are they industry leaders that say, you know, we need a vodka day.
This is awesome. This person said, this is just, they put effing, not that the real word, unfair, not allowing you to get plastered on the job. Okay, so what do you think sick days were meant for? That's what they put.
Did they say effing? Did they spell effing like E-F-F-I-N?
They put F-R-I-G-G-I-N-G.
Oh, you know, effing is a brand of a vodka.
Oh, they should have been effing.
Yeah, E-F-F-I-N.
He should have spelled,
There's a chance that you and I know a little too much about vodka.
Dude. I'm going to say this is so funny. All my things are going to be play on every vodka. I'm going to say, ask Deep Eddie.
it's official.
We know way too much about vodka. Oh, just vodka. I'm just going to say this is so funny. That's just effing not right.
Well, Jill plays on her phone. We're going to take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, soon to be Land Academy community.
Yep. All right.
Needless to say, it's our free online community.
Exactly. No, we have not been celebrating prior to the show. After the show, absolutely, but not prior.
Absolutely.
That's right. Rod asks, for terms deals, how do you handle credit card monthly payments? I have heard there are restricted transactions for land. What service do you use? How do you get around the prohibited use restrictions, Jack?
Yes, so you're 100% right, Rod. If you have to read the terms and conditions for credit card, you know which credit card company you can accept. As a vendor, you accept credit card payments. Which ones think that real estate transactions are okay and which ones don't? So the truth of the matter is you search and search and search to find one. But the chances are 6 months down the road, they're going to change their terms and conditions. You're going to read it and they'll exclude real estate for some reason. And I don't really know why, but I'm sure it's an actuary / insurance type thing. Monthly payments that relate to real estate purchases or even management, like paying a management company, they just don't. I guess there's a rescission issue. So you have to kind of stay ahead of the game. In fact, PayPal terminated everybody. This is a lot of years ago, like 5 or 6 years ago, with no notice. They just said and got an email and said, your account's been terminated because you're collecting money. Real estate. You're not abiding by the terms and conditions of our agreement. So, and then, so we went to Stripe, and then Stripe kind of did the same thing. So the company that we use right now is a very strange offbeat company that's small and kind of specializes in things like this. And they asked me about, I don't know, 6 months ago to not disclose their name. Like, because they found out we had a podcast, and they didn't want that, be associated with real estate.
Well, so they don't want to accidentally be having to pay us,
you know what,
for royalties or something.
It's, you know, it cracks me up because some people we work with, they celebrate the fact that we advertise their product and they get customers, and some people like
some
this,
people are just they want to be under the radar.
Yeah,
and I don't understand that. You're right.
So all my point is, Rod, and anybody else, yeah, just check around.
Exactly.
You shouldn't have to pay more, though. So at anything north of 3% for a transaction, you should start asking some questions, pretty serious questions. Mm-hmm. You should be paying about 2 to 2.2%.
And then when you find them, we set them up. So for if you're new and you're need a little more information, it's a terms deal is what we call when we sell a property on payments. So maybe it's might be something we bought for $1,000 or $2,000 and we're selling it for $10,000. And it was probably like a $2,000 down, and maybe it's $149 a month for X amount of years, you know, something like that. So Rod is asking about this $149 a month payment that my buyers is paying me for this property. So that's what we're going to do. And you always want to, Rod, get them on a... an auto bill situation.
Yeah, auto pay.
The best thing. And it's really easy to do. I always work with my buyers too. I usually do a version of, all right, when do you get paid? When is your money deposited? Oh, it's on the 5th of every month. Great. Let's do it on the 6th or the 7th or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we know, we'll do the 7th so we know in case there's a holiday or whatever. We know your money's in there. And then it just happens automatically. They go, oh, great, thank you. And then you don't have to think about it. And they don't want to think about it too. So it really is, it's nice and it's easy. And you want to make it easy for them.
Yeah. You know, we've had members, and I tried this a long time ago, just to take checks. And it just, the rescission percentage is so much higher.
You know, yeah, you're hounding them all the time.
Especially if the payment amount is hefty, like $1,000. Some people want to pay it off like in a year. So they, you know, you have to do $1,000 to $2,000 payments. Mm-hmm. And that credit card bill every month, not bill, but the amount of fees that you're paying is pretty hefty. But mm-hmm. you just have to get over it. You have to build it into the cost of the deal, because writing checks and stuff, and it's tough.
People, well, you know. And that's part of why you're charging in a monthly interest on your payments. It is for stuff exactly. like that. It is part of the thing, and nobody questions it. Everybody's used to it and everybody gets it. And anything below, which is what we always suggest to, don't do a 10% interest. Don't be crazy. You know, what's your usual
I don't think we've ever charged anything more than 9.
Yeah.
And it's almost always closer to 5.
That's what I was thinking. So it's reasonable and everybody's very happy.
Yeah.
And they're especially happy because here's the big kicker. Most banks will not lend on unimproved property. So it's not like they don't have a lot of options, and you're solving a problem for them.
Right.
That's it. They really want the property. They're so excited you're going to take payments for it.
Yep.
And they can't wait to start putting their camping on it tomorrow. And you're going to let them do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, while they're making payments, you want them to enjoy it and love it, because you want them to keep making the payments because they're just in love with the area. And so it's all good.
Yeah. Well said.
Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either of us on our Land Academy online community.
Yes.
Today's topic, our list of internet real estate sales venues. Joe, we could make this a super short, fun show. Or we could drag it all out and talk about all the bad places to list property out there.
No, there aren't any bad. Are there any bad places? Are any bad places.
No, you're reading my mind.
No, there.
Yeah. There's some places that maybe are less effective, but the list that today's list is about positive places to sell property.
Is about tongue twisters, and let's see how we can stump success pants here. Okay. I'm trying to write down my little list right now. You want to rattle off and I'll jack and I'll see where I go. Okay.
Sure.
Go slow for me.
Okay.
Okay.
The number one, well, our members use our our website where we've sold, you know, more than 15,000 properties.
Ding.
Land stay.
I'm going to say ding. Correct.
Right now it's for members only, but we're considering opening it up. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Landstay.com. Landwatch.com
ding.
Is no longer free though. You have to pay $39, I think. That's fine. I mean, we sell
29 or 39. There's different levels.
We sell a ton of property on there.
Yeah.
Land and Farm is great. Land and Farm also has an auction venue, which I have not tried, but we will try it.
Yep.
eBay is fantastic if you're not super concerned about getting a really high price. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just want to generate some cash flow real fast, eBay is a fantastic place to sell real estate, specifically this product type. Jill and I have sold tons and tons and tons of property over the years on eBay. You have to buy it super cheap and then sell it for a little more and kind of accept the fact that the person who buys it's going to get a great deal. It's an auction format. Zillow and Trulia are somewhat novelties, in my opinion. What do you think, Jill?
Yeah, I think of them as, it's not really a great thing for our product type. It's kind of but it can drive traffic back to your site, and that's what you want to do.
That's right.
So I look at it like a retail outlet. I don't really see anybody really doing a lot of stuff off there, but it's still a good way to get your property out there and advertise. And I do it through Postlets. We all do it through Postlets.
Yeah. Postlets is the posting mechanism for Zillow and Trulia.
And I think it does they do a bunch. It goes to remember you like MSN.com? If they still do it, it would go to a bunch of other different little smaller
goes to Backpage
sites and things like
which
that.
Which is kind of a realtor website.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here's where I have actually had zero success. We used to do it. We don't do it anymore. Is on the MLS. Mm-hmm. For some reason, this product type, if you go onto any general MLS, there's just tons and tons and tons of rural vacant land that's, in my opinion, grossly overpriced. And it just sits there. When you look at the days on market in the MLS, it sits there for 5 years.
Horrible. Exactly.
It's 365 days in a year. And when you see 6,000 days on market, it's maybe you should have pulled this down and tried something else.
Exactly. Yeah, take or it off there.
Price it differently.
Yeah. I think people put it up there too. Some of these places... Well, here's the whole... Well, I got one more so far because I know people that have had done okay with this, which is Craigslist. That's another one that people have used. What else? Is there anything else you can think of, Jack? I want to do it on Amazon one time, but I don't think they let us, our property type. We have other products on Amazon, but can I put property on there? I don't think... We've talked about it.
I tried it.
And I think they said no. Yeah.
For some reason. And again, I think it comes back to that credit card thing. They just don't want to open it to that yet.
Yeah, I understand that. I feel like I'm missing something, but I guess that's the main list there, and I'm sure it's going to change. I'm sure there's going to be some new things popping up, and our whole point is post it everywhere.
Yeah, especially if you're
new. Is the whole point of this today.
One of the mistakes that I see new people, you want to build a huge list of people as fast as you can. And one of the things that I see brand new people do for some reason, we forgot Facebook.
One of the things
I see new people, and it's a mistake, is they get excited, and rightfully so. They buy a property for whatever, $500,000. They know they're going to almost immediately get $3,000 to $4,000, so they call. Or they text or they email a super small group of people, and then one of them says, heck yes, I'll buy it. And so now the juice that they could have gotten by all the people who are interested in buying the property and all the venues that we just mentioned, it's gone. You could have collected, that person could have collected 20, 30, 50 valid, interested people to buy that property so that when the next time comes up, they can, the list is not that much that bigger. Mm-hmm. We do that, for the record, all the time. But our buyer list is, I don't know, I haven't, last time I looked, it's approaching 100,000, if not over. So, confirmed, opted in people that want to know about this stuff. Mm-hmm. So what you don't want to do is what I just said. You really want to get the juice out of it. And then Jill, go ahead. You need to, when it's sold, leave it up there. Leave it up there as pending or sold, but you're still going to get some interest.
Mm-hmm. Drive some people back to your website. I missed that one. Let's see what else they have. And here they come to your website. It's brilliant.
Jill does Facebook Live sometimes and sells property that way.
Yeah. Well, it's yes. That's what I want. So I want to recap this whole thing because this is such good information. Now I had it was a social media piece that I was just like sitting here forgetting. I'm like, and that was perfect. So I'm going to recap them all. You have a piece of property, you want it to sell. You need to price it right. You have to have great photos, a really good description, and you need to put it all over the planet so everyone can see it.
Yeah, if you're going to do the posting and go through the work of doing the maps and the graphics and things like that, you might as well just post it everywhere.
Yeah, it's cut and paste.
We're in the process, by the way, of automating this so that you post, you literally press a keyboard button and it goes to all these places. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen anytime super soon, but first quarter 2017, it should be done. Mm-hmm.
So that means November of 2017, if anyone's here in Jack's world. And my world, that's...
What? I'm not teasing. Reliable?
Oh, gosh.
That's hilarious.
I love you, Jack. Everything Jack is, it costs a dollar, and we'll do it tomorrow. That's how Jack rolls, and the whole office is like, oh, no, here we go again. So, yeah.
Teasing. So it costs $4, and it happens. No. A little bit slower than that.
You're good. I know. You know what, Jack? You have a big heart, and it's good. So here's our thing. eBay, LandWatch, our site, LandStay, Postlets, what we'll cover, Trulia, Zillow, Backpage, and a ton of other things. Just go look on Postlets. Land and Farm, Craigslist, good old-fashioned MLS, every single social media thing you can dream up. I'm talking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You should have your property up there. And then to wrap up your own buyer's list that you're developing all along the way.
Here's a sleepy one that Jill and I have actually sold a bunch of property on. It's not as popular anymore for some reason. It's ended up being a good place to buy property is bidforassets.com. B-I-D, the number 4assets.com. California, they have their tax auctions on that site. And you can actually buy and bid on property there.
I'm going to do a blog on this.
And then Facebook groups, if you go into Facebook and search, let's say, rural vacant land for sale, and even if you say, I don't know, Arizona or New Jersey, there's groups of people that are dying to buy rural vacant land everywhere. Mm-hmm. So posting it on there is extremely effective. Plus, if you're looking to build your buyer list, you can see, if you're part of the group, you can see the other members in the group and reach out to them directly. Mm-hmm. Facebook's I was a malcontent with Facebook for a lot of years, but I'll tell you, it's a great little marketing tool. It's extremely inexpensive. Jill and I run very inexpensive ads to sell property on Facebook all the time, and it's mm-hmm. extremely effective.
Exactly. Good stuff. You know,
for 5 or 10 or 20 bucks a day, you can sell a 40-acre property for 10, 15 grand mm-hmm. after about 6 or 7 days.
Exactly.
That rocks.
Exactly. The reach is amazing.
Right.
You are right.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it on the internet on one of these places immediately.
Usually on Facebook.
Sorry.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This is a great blog topic, actually.
I was just going to say, that's a Seth Williams. One of us needs to write this blog.
It almost, you know how there's top 10 lists on everywhere? I almost would make this a top 10 list. Like, yeah. If you had to, let's do it. Number one, what do you think?
Number one's going to be my website because I want them to end there.
And I agree with you.
This is good. Okay, wait. Number one, LandStay. Okay, and then number two?
Facebook.
Social media. I'm just going to lump it all in if that's okay.
Yeah.
Social media. Okay. Number three?
Oh, I'm going to say eBay.
Okay.
If you're not trying to maximize price.
Not going to. No. Okay, number four?
Land and Farm.
Awesome. Number five?
What are my options?
You're left with LandWatch, the Postlet stuff, Craigslist, MLS.
Craigslist.
You know what? Wait. Actually, I got to move up our own buyer's list. That should actually be like number two.
Yes.
Oh, that should almost be number one.
You should have said that in the show.
Actually, I did. We did cover that.
You know what, Jill? That is where we. Oh, you did?
No, we did talk about it. Yeah.
Like
I covered that.
Your own email list.
Yes. Right. Own buyer's list. Okay. So that is actually number one. So I'm going to mark it zero on my list here as I do this. So 0, 1, 2, 3. Okay. So then we have bid for assets left, MLS, Craigslist, Postlets, LandWatch. Let's say LandWatch 5.
LandWatch is really effective, but it ends up being really expensive.
Yeah, they're not my favorite right now. Yeah. So I'm not having great success there. So six postlets, Craigslist, MLS, bids for assets. I'm probably going to go bid for assets next. What do you think?
Bid for assets. We could try. No, I mean,
where would you rank it?
What number are we on?
Six. Well, really,
I think that
seven.
I think. I think was Craigslist on there yet?
Uh-huh. You yeah. think Craigslist is above
bid Zillow, for assets? I would say Postlets, Zillow, Trulia.
Okay, so five. So that's six.
Bid for assets is the last, I think.
Bid for assets is the last? Yeah. Okay, so then you got Craigslist and MLS and then bid for assets. So which is probably Craigslist.
I would move Craigslist up for above Zillow and Trulia in Postlets.
All right, so seven, six, MLS, and then bid for assets?
Yes.
That's 10.
Yes.
Dude. Nice work.
That is 10.
That's 10. 10
even? Oh, great.
It's 10. Then there's the blog. Well, my work's done today.
We did like two birds. We did a podcast show.
And a blog.
Like the bones of a blog.
And we did not have any vodka. Well, we're way ahead.
I know what I'm going to do.
Not that we normally do.
Right after this show, actually.
There we go.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
Fantastic. We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.